that Florida is what he calls a free state. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average now down by 174 points. It's coming off a big loss of 559 points yesterday. The high-tech NASDAQ bouncing back. It's up 217. This is SRN News.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynovite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynovite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynovite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynovite. When I get out the Dynovite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynovite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynovite from DINOVITE.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still February and still winter, but it's feeling very spring-like. Today, still mild, high temperature in the lower 70s. Some spotty showers are possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow and Sunday, amazingly warm for the last 2 days of February. High temperature in the lower 80s both days, approaching record territory. For instance, the record on Sunday, 83, is in jeopardy. Lows at night in the low 60s. Then for Sunday night and Monday, showers and thunderstorms become likely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When there's work to do, ground to break, earth to move, and a reputation to uphold, you can count on durable Kubota equipment. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage. Together we do more.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health wants to hear directly from people who have had COVID-19. ADPH is conducting an online survey designed to learn more about the spread of COVID-19 and to supplement ADPH investigation and contact tracing efforts. Montgomery police have charged a second suspect in connection to a murder on Highland Avenue last Friday. Authorities say 37-year-old Samantha Lopez was arrested and charged with murder for the death of Terry DeGruz. Police have also charged 46-year-old David Rabin in the case. And the severe weather preparedness sales tax holiday is this weekend in Alabama. You won't have to pay state sales tax on eligible items this weekend. Some of the items include things like batteries, flashlights, tarps, and generators. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it
it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow, welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition. By the way, we have a legislative roundtable with Will Barfoot and Reed Ingram in at 2 o'clock. Looking forward to that. Got a lot to talk about. A lot of interesting things happening down at the Capitol that they can fill us in on. Gambling, marijuana, medical marijuana, prisons, all sorts of good stuff. So we'll get into all of that. Marty, welcome to the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Happy Friday to you. Hey, a couple of things have been just bugging me, and you were talking about Brennan earlier. Oh, my God. Now, remind me, wasn't he one of the ones, among many others, of course, that also said that there was definite Russian collusion, correct?
Absolutely.
And guaranteed it, right? And so...
He said he thought that Trump was an asset of Russia.
Okay. Right. Well, anyway, so yeah, we're going to believe anything this bozo says. How he and Schiff and others aren't in prison, I'll never know. I'll never get it. And speaking with Russia for a second, I mean, I keep reading, you know, these folks want to go after Fox, Newsmax, et cetera, you know, for misinformation, correct? So, wait a minute. Wasn't CNN and others like that the king of misinformation? Didn't they push the Russian hoax?
Give him applause for that.
I mean, come on.
Marty, good job, buddy. What they accuse you of is what they've done.
You've heard me say this before. If the Democrats accuse you of something, that means they're doing it.
Yeah, exactly right.
That projection. I mean, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. They want to go after the certain news organizations, even going after the, you know, the carriers for even how can you carry these stations? They push. They're the king of misinformation. The king of misinformation.
Well, they do not want people with a contrary view to theirs. And I just say that. That's Joey, that's Dan, that's Greg, there's a whole bunch of people out there.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Anyway, this has been driving me nuts this week. So, anyway.
Well, I'm glad they got to you.
Hey, is it too late to get on Sweet Creek?
Not at all. Are you kidding? The drone's at 2:30, so you're good.
Yeah.
Give me your month and day of birth, Marty.
Yeah, 2-3.
Have you been, 2-3, I like that. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
Oh yeah, I love the place. I think the last time I went out there, Reed one time gave me an actual tour kind of the whole place. It was really cool. Yeah, they're so nice. Yeah,
it's a great place. I was there yesterday. Bumped into several people I knew. So great place,
yep.
Marty. Thank you so much. Listen in 2:30. We'll do the drawing.
Yeah, thanks, man. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too. Steve Scalise. 9/11 style commission for riots. See what he says about this.
National Guardsmen and women to go home to their families and their regular jobs when the threat has passed. And many of them are waiting to find out about that as well. The House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, has talked about putting together a 9/11 style commission to investigate the tragic events of January 6th. There's been a lot made about the fact that it wouldn't essentially be equal in partisanship seats that were assigned. There's been discussion of 7 Democrats, 4 Republicans. Members of the actual 9/11 commission have said it will take away the integrity and fewer people will trust it if there is not either a nonpartisan or a bipartisan, equal bipartisan makeup of that commission or investigative body. What do you make of that?
All of us who were very alarmed by what happened on January 6th and wanted to get to the bottom of it also make sure really that we're focusing on how to prevent that from happening again. If you're going to call it an actual 9/11 commission, then set it up like the 9/11 commission. As you said, it was an equally Republican and Democrat split commission, not a partisan commission, as Speaker Pelosi's proposing. So this idea that she's referring to it as a 9/11 commission, but then saying she's going to have a heavily Democratic slanted partisan viewpoint on it, that's not what the American people want. They want something that's looking at this not as a partisan exercise, but as a way to ensure that we can secure American democracy. And by the way, people are finding it very interesting that while Speaker Pelosi wants to keep walls up around the Capitol, they're taking walls down on our southern border. So either walls work or they don't. And walls were working at our southern border to protect America, but they took those walls down and put the walls up at the doorstep of American democracy here at the Capitol. Let's be consistent about it. Let's be bipartisan about it. Don't have some sham exercise. Go to what 9/11 was. That was a equally Republican-Democrat, equally split commission where they actually got to the bottom of what happened at 9/11 and how to prevent it from happening again.
So why does she want seven Dems, four Republicans? Because she wants to block the truth. And I think the truth is going to find it. We're going to find out, particularly going back and reading things about the hearing where you had the former Capitol Hill police chief and some of the things he said. This stuff is not matching up. And something's wrong here. And I don't think Nancy wants this stuff out here. Let's go to the phones. Go to Soulja Boy.
Good afternoon, Dan, Joey.
How are you?
I'm doing well. The weather's been beautiful the last couple of days.
Yep.
Enjoying it. Hey, I want to personally thank, I know he listens to your show, Dan, even though it's not syndicated, but I know he listens to it. I want to thank Rand Paul for standing up last night.
Yeah, against the lady on the transsexuals.
Yeah, because she kept going down and looking and reading her canned phrase every time. And I liked what he got at the end. He got real short and snippy, but he was correct. We'll take that the doctor didn't answer that question.
Yeah, Rand's pretty short.
Well, he's lately, I guess, ever since he's been attacked, him and his wife, he's a lot more conservative.
Okay.
Do you go with that?
I'll go with that.
Yeah, I think he's seen more of the line. I mean,
I think it's a combination of things. I think Trump did that for him. I think he realized that Trump doctrine was a good doctrine.
I think Rand's, I've followed him for a while, as you know, Soldier Boy.
I think
he's changed much on what he believes in his policy, but his style, you're right, he's much more pointed, fearless, like he's just,
that's
the word. Pointed, definitely.
It's like he's usually in the past, correct me if I'm wrong, but he used to ride the middle of the road, kind of. He was a libertarian, right?
He's a libertarian. I'm not sure if he rode the middle of the road.
Well, he's the guy who did the filibuster against Brennan, saying, essentially, don't drone me, bro.
I love it every time. I mean, I'd be more than glad to come over. Transgender issues are very complex, and I'd be more than glad to come over to your office and talk to you. He says, I will just take that as a no. And she kept saying it. And this is the same woman that pulled people. Didn't she do like a little Governor Cuomo thing? Cuomo?
You talking about the lady he was interviewing yesterday?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because she took her mother and put her so fast into hotel room.
Took her out of nursing home.
She is no, I mean, do you think she's going to get through?
I don't know. One thing I've learned about D.C. and Senate confirmation, you don't want to go after a whole bunch of people at one time. You want to take them one at a time. And the OMB director one is the first one.
I like what he said, and he had an interview later on, and he said this wasn't a an attack or a question on transgender lifestyle. He says this was an issue of minors having their bodies changed. Keyword minor, and he kept emphasizing that every time he asked her that question about minors doing changes to their bodies without their parents' consent or knowing.
Well, as if a minor can make a decision like that.
Well, they were saying last night, too, a specialist was saying that the frontal lobe of your brain is not fully developed till you're 24, 25 years old. And here you got, what, people going through puberty, going through a change in their bodies, and they're confused enough as it is, and then we're going to throw this into the mix. But I'd say it. I've never been a great fan of Rand Paul, but I might have to go to get the full-size poster and put it on one of my doors of my house.
Ah, I like that. I think Rand would appreciate that.
He would. I think he would, and I appreciate him. But he's been like a little Lindsey Graham a little bit. Lindsey wobbles too much. He's like one of those little knockdown clowns you have when you were 5, 6 years old. You kept hitting. He'll stand up from some good things, and then the next thing you know, where the hell did that come from? And where has Kennedy been lately? He's been quiet.
John Kennedy?
Yeah.
We had him on, what, yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, did you? Okay. I haven't seen him lately publicly, but, you know, I don't need to watch the Comedy Channel anymore. I just love watching him and what he has to say.
One of my favorite senators.
What's his favorite one that you ever heard him say, Dan?
I don't know. So many have the oranges.
Well, there's one that come. Well, I know my favorite. It was recent. He was brought on Hannity to talk about the elitism of John Kerry and Kerry flying private jets, all the carbon issues.
Carbon and everything.
And Kennedy says, yeah, I always fly commercial. I fly coach.
That's right.
I'm consistent. That. But then, again, this is a segment on elitism. Hannity says something, throws it back to Kennedy. And Kennedy goes, well, you know, Sean, as the great existentialist philosopher Sartre said, to be is to act. Now, I'm not sitting here trying to wax too philosophical, but Kerry's actions define who he is. And I love quoting a French existentialist as a populist critique of an elitist. It just...
Well, he is an Oxford grad, right?
Right.
He is.
Or the one where he said, and I can't find Chuck Schumer. He's dodging around the Capitol like Batman. Like, he's full of them, man.
I tell you, Dan, nobody's better than I think I could watch. Was it Henny Youngman, the one-liners?
Yep.
Kennedy's got him beat.
So Kennedy doesn't make as good of a living as Henny Youngman did.
No, I'm sure. Take my wife, please.
Right.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, guys. Great show.
Thanks. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show back after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Saddle up for the 64th Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at Garrett Coliseum, March 18th through the 20th. The best in BRCA freestyle bullfights. Fun for the whole family. For tickets, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
Larry Puckett had such a big month in January, they are continuing their used car blowout sale in February. They're having their biggest used car sale in years. All makes and models are priced to sell with 100 in stock and will price to sell once they get them on the lot. No matter the make, no matter your price range, come to Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville or visit LarryPuckett.com to look at other selections. Most new Chevrolets have 0% financing. Larry Puckett also has great financing and service departments. If you're still leery about going out and shopping, look online at LarryPuckett.com. Then call 285-9300 and one of Larry Puckett's team members will bring the car or truck to you to test drive. They'd love to see you drop by the dealership on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. For over 40 years, you've counted on Larry Puckett Chevrolet. The used car blowout continues at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Call or stop by today.
C-Square Performance Automotive in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to repair your vehicle and get you back on the road fast. All work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27292228, that's where we are. You know, I mentioned to you in the first hour, interest rates are going up. The benchmark is kind of the 10-year bond. And it's about 1.54%. Give you an idea of where that was just in October. It was at basically half of that. That's a big difference. So interest rates are going up. Do not get shut out. I'm trying to refinance your house, buying a new house, 5, 6, 7, 9,000. Rates have moved up. I would be lying to you if I didn't tell you that. But give me a call, 5, 6, 7, 9,000, Mortgage Corporation of the South, John Williams, and the entire team there. Give them a buzz. Talk to them. See what they can do to help in. Lock in rates. Lock in rates, particularly refinancing or... maybe you're looking for home equity. Maybe your credit's not so good. Maybe it's great. Help you out in all those issues. Mortgage Corporation South, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Back with Stevie Boom Boom's colleagues. Talking about the $1.9 trillion COVID money. He nails this. Listen in.
I want to ask you about the $2 trillion COVID relief bill that is coming together on the Hill. This is what President Biden said about those who are complaining about the size of it.
Critics say the plan is too big, that it costs too much. But let me ask a rhetorical question. What would you have me cut?
Well, your Republican colleague, Congressman Carlos Jimenez, he listed on Twitter all the things that he thought were just a quick. He says, I only have 280 characters, but here are a few of my suggestions. And he talks about bailouts and projects. What do you think? How do you answer the president? Because he says it's a rhetorical question, but how do you answer what he says about what to strip out?
And my response is, first, President Biden, how much time do you have? Less than 9% of this bill that he's brought before Congress has to do with public health. In fact, if you look at the bill, the first thing I would say is let's help families, let's help small businesses who are struggling, and let's make sure we get kids back in school. Do you know, Shannon, that in this bill that President Biden is bringing, 95% of this money will not even be spent this year for reopening schools. Mm-hmm. So it begs the question, what are you doing with all of that money? They're giving $41 billion to the state of California in this bill, when Governor Newsom just announced last week they have a $10 billion surplus. $10 billion, we're going to borrow money from our kids and grandkids that's going to set them back for a long, long time to give them money, and they've already got a $10 billion surplus. We ought to be focusing on opening up schools. They rejected an amendment that would have said all of this money that goes to schools has to be tied to reopening schools. It begs the question again, mm-hmm. What are they doing with the money if they're not using it to help families, small businesses, reopening schools? They even rejected an amendment that would have said, let's double the number of vaccines. Shouldn't we be focused on putting vaccines in the arms of people? They were against that. They were against Governor Cuomo being required to disclose the number of nursing home deaths in New York before New York gets tens of billions of dollars in this bill. I think people are figuring out this bill is a pork-laden liberal wish list. It has nothing to do with COVID relief.
So, California, Illinois, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, all those states benefited from this thing. Florida, nah. Texas, nope. The states that did a really good job, they're not getting squat, but they don't want squat. They just don't want to pay for other people getting it. Great messaging on the Republicans' part. They're finally honing in on the message, and it makes sense. The problem is getting it out there where the public can see it. I would be buying ads if I were them, particularly in some of the swing red states, the purple states, Wisconsin and places like that, because they're not going to go with that. Okay, the thing that was the death nail in the $15 an hour was the parliamentarian ruling on this. Listen to CBS talk about the parliamentarian striking down the minimum wage.
President Biden's bid to double the federal minimum wage apparently will not be part of his COVID relief package. The House is due to vote today on the $1.9 trillion plan to address the economic impact of the pandemic. But the official in charge of Senate rules says that raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour should be removed from the bill. Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill for us. Nicole, good morning to you. This affects millions of people.
Yeah, it sure does, Tony. And Democrats plan to pass the president's plan through a budget process called reconciliation. That allows Democrats to pass a big package in the Senate with a simple majority. But the trade-off is that the bill can only involve taxing and spending. The nonpartisan Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough decided the minimum wage provision didn't meet that standard. The White House says President Biden is disappointed, but Speaker Pelosi says the House will keep the minimum wage hike in its version of the bill. So that is the relief plan that they are voting on today. It includes more stimulus checks for $1,400, and unemployment benefits will go up by $400 a week. There is also funding for reopening schools, rental and food assistance, vaccine distribution, and aid for state and local governments. Now, this is unlikely to garner much Republican support, but if it does clear both chambers, Democrats hope to get it to the president's desk by mid-March.
Now, so the parliamentarian said you can't do that. They're going to strip it out of the Senate bill. Nancy is going to keep it in there just so she can say she did. But the $15 an hour isn't going to happen. Now, all this other crap's going to happen, but $15 an hour isn't going to happen. Thank God. I love the way they just kind of whistle by the graveyard in this whole thing. They don't see how big this is. That was huge that the Senate parliamentarian did what they did. Okay, let me go to a break. Get into this Mitch McConnell pieces. This is fascinating. Short but sweet.
The Dan Morris Show.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
At Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways because connections have a way of inspiring hope, strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Oswalt's Southern Lifestyle Store on Fairview Avenue in Prattville for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still February and still winter, but it's feeling very spring-like. Today, still mild, high temperature in the lower 70s. Some spotty showers are possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow and Sunday, amazingly warm for the last 2 days of February. High temperature in the lower 80s both days, approaching record territory. For instance, the record on Sunday, 83, is in jeopardy. Lows at night in the low 60s. Then for Sunday night and Monday, showers and thunderstorms become likely. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
...272-9228. That's where we are on a Friday.
On the crest of a wave, it's like magic.
Don't jam me up on the Squeakley Farm Market. Get back to going at 2:30, 2:45. I have a legislative roundtable in studio, so if you want to get in, call me at 272-9228. Okay, Mitch McConnell did a interesting interview with Brett Baer yesterday afternoon. Congratulations to Brett for getting this interview. This is his first since his floor speech beating up Trump. Listen in.
I want to start with the COVID relief bill. This was President Biden this afternoon about that bill. Take a listen.
Critics say the plan is too big, that it costs too much. But let me ask a rhetorical question. What would you have me cut? What would you have me cut out?
What would you have him cut, Senator?
That's a good question. First of all, the minimum wage doesn't belong in there. The Congressional Budget Office says it would cost 1.4 million jobs we'd lose. Second, $350 billion for bailouts to poorly run states, clearly not necessary. With regard to the school funding that they added, by the way, the school funding that we've already provided is not yet spent out in a bill we passed just a couple of months ago. But of the school funding that they add, only 5% of it is used this year. The rest of it is spent out in future years. I thought this was supposed to be a package about COVID relief. This is wildly more expensive, Brett, than the country needs at this particular time because the vaccines are rolling out, shots are getting into arms, the economy is getting better and better. I think my 10 moderate Republicans went down to see the president, suggested that they could justify about $500 or $600 billion. This is $2 trillion. To put that in context, that's what we spent at the height of the pandemic last April. It's wildly too expensive and full of Democratic ass that they want to take advantage of under the name of COVID relief.
And remember, the whole tenor of this thing is that we've got to do it now, we have to do it fast. And the reason I have to do it now, I have to do it fast, because we don't want you to look at it. Now, I'll have to say, whatever you think about Mitch McConnell, that was a very good talking point. Laid it out, stayed consistent with it, tight. That was very, very good. And it seems everybody is doing that. Whether it's Scalise, whether it's Kevin McCarthy, everybody is hitting that same note. Biggs, everybody. So now Mitch McConnell Mitch McConnell keeping the Republican vote in the next piece of legislation from the Dems. Listen to this.
Do you expect to lose any Republicans on this bill?
Well, I certainly hope not. We didn't lose any on the first round, which was the budget, which makes possible the second round, the budget reconciliation that we expect to get over from the House then.
Do you think that Democrats are positioning, possibly not only with COVID, this COVID bill, but other bills to try to use reconciliation, the process by which they only need 50 plus one?
Yeah, they are, and they will probably try to do one more, and in it you can anticipate all of your taxes going up. Business taxes going up, which of course will be bad for the economy. Individual taxes going up. Now, these guys live to raise taxes, and no matter what they call the next package, you can anticipate it'll have in it a very significant tax increase for the American people.
And what he's talking about is the infrastructure bill that is being discussed out in the distance by Democrats. This thing will be huge. I mean, it could be $4 trillion, $4 trillion. And it's all going to be pork. It's all going to be going to key Democrat states, and it's not going to be good. And hopefully the Democrats and the Republicans are going to be able to hang in there and stay together here. Okay, Mitch McConnell is going to be talking about something I don't necessarily like, earmarks.
Back under President Bush 43, you were a proponent of earmarks. So right now, should Congress reinstate earmarks, restore that spending authority that essentially went to the executive branch?
Yeah, I think earmarks are very unpopular among Republicans. I think we're very unenthusiastic. There may be some Republicans interested in that sort of what's called congressionally directed spending. It doesn't enjoy much support among Republicans, either in the House or the Senate.
So you've switched your thinking about it. Obviously, you were a proponent before.
Well, I represent the entire conference, and I can tell you the overwhelming majority of the Republican conference in the Senate is not in favor of going back to earmarks. I'm assuming those people, even if the Democrats craft the bill so that those are permitted, will not be asking for them.
Thank God. And earmarks, what you do is you earmark to a previous year, and you just do the same thing over. And that does not advance the budget. That just keeps the bad stuff churning within a bill. Okay, so Mitch McConnell, the far left nominee, this is, and I'm sorry for these little shorties, but it's interesting to hear him. He's very concise. I thought this was a very good interview talking about the far left nominees.
I want to talk about nominees, specifically Neera Tanden. Why do you want to hold the GOP line on the OMB director nominee, Neera Tanden?
Well, she's excessively partisan. She tweeted frequently. We're accustomed to that these days. But she took shots at everybody. She's taken offensive shots at almost all of my members. You think of people in charge of OMB as being kind of honest brokers that you can talk to. And she's been so partisan that she's generated opposition from even my most moderate members, for example, like Senator Collins, Senator Romney, who are always looking for opportunities to be cooperative with the administration. This is just another example of the fact that the president has chosen a very progressive beginning. His chief of staff on MSNBC yesterday said with regard to the COVID package, the most progressive legislation in a generation. The president has decided not to be a centrist, and therefore he shouldn't expect much Republican support for these kind of initiatives.
I thought straight down the middle. Oz, one more to the Demo Show on Friday, TGIF.
Hey, Dan. God bless you, man. How are you?
Doing good, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. So what do you think is going to happen when Donald Trump addresses CPAC? What type of statements? Do you think there'll be any shock value, and do you think he'll... What do you think will come out of it?
There was a piece that was circulated that I got a chance to look at that came out about 4 hours ago. And it basically said he's going to lay out 2022 victory and what is it going to take to win. And he's very focused on that. And if you've ever seen a talking points thing, you'll have kind of the talking point and then a little subscript line. So 2022 is going to be a main focus. Now, he is going to move into the 2024, but you need 2022 to get to 2024. I think that's what he's going to say.
All right. I'm hopeful of what's happening. And, you know, my feelings on what all the Dems are doing is people are starting to see the truth, and they're seeing that they're completely against any cooperation. They just want to force things through. And there's a cancer in Washington, and her name is Nancy Pelosi. I can't stand it. I'm ready for cooperation between the two parties, but I don't think there will be as long as she is in any kind of power, as well as Nadler and Schumer. I just think it's hopeless for the Democratic Party to try to cooperate or work for the country to be better. They're just forcing through their agenda.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, it's costing them. I've already seen polling stuff that in some states that this is costing them. So some of the media is picking it up. The national news is not. But if you're in Missouri, for example, St. Louis media market, things are starting to change there. And there are two congressional seats that can be picked up in Missouri, and it's going to be because of Nancy Pelosi. Pennsylvania is another one. You've got Philadelphia and Pittsburgh media markets that are actually doing something with this, and they're beating up the Democrats. They're saying this is too much. It's you know, the Republicans are getting on television, so it's working in some places, not all places, but some places.
Well, especially when you see that they're trying to throw money at these states that aren't really trying to help themselves. And, you know, you can only throw money at something so much. But, I mean, all New York and the whole state of California, they're just trying to suck the country dry. They want to take everything and don't give anything back.
Well, what they want to do is they screwed up. They could have opened government. They didn't open government. They screwed it up. And then what they want to do is they want us to bail them out for their stupid decisions that date back decades.
That's right. Exactly. Well, Dan, can I get in on the drawing for today?
Absolutely. Give me month and day of birth.
116.
Joey, you said yes, right?
Oz for 116, yep.
Oz, you are in, my friend.
Thank you very much. God bless you, brother. You take care and have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend yourself. Thanks. I'm going to get plenty of R&R this weekend. Let me go back to Mitch McConnell here. Tweets on Tandem versus Trump. Now, I said this yesterday. Trump was elected president of the United States. Tandem was not. She was trying to get a job from the Senate. What she says and what he says are two completely different things. Listen in.
Democrats point to Trump nominees like Rick Grenell, who is a prolific partisan tweeter who did not have any problem getting through a confirmation vote. But more importantly, critics of this holdup say, you know, Republicans didn't even address some of President Trump's tweets that dealt specifically with people.
Yeah, I think a lot of my members chose not to comment on the president's daily tweeting. I was among them. And we concluded that was not a constructive use of our time.
So you don't think there's a difference there as far as holding one side accountable or not?
Well, I think when it comes to being confirmed, your record is before the Senate. The Senate's in the personnel business, unlike the House. And so when members come up for confirmation, their whole record is before us. And in this day and age, tweeting is part of your record.
It really is, and there's no comparison. Trump elected President of the United States. She is asking for a job, and she basically is berating the people that may grant her the job. That was stupid. News Talk 93.1, Dan Mora Show, going to be back after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Final segment for the Legislative Roundtable. Top of the hour. I always look forward to that. So do you guys, too. I cannot believe the comments I've gotten from you guys in the last two times we've done this. 272-9228. Let's continue on with Mitch. Mitch did a good job here. I hate to tell you this. Okay, Mitch on 2024, and he's going to be asked a question. I'm sorry. Comments and progressive agenda unifying Republicans now. This is actually happening.
We're just 12 days, Senator, since your really blistering speech on the Senate floor about former President Trump. Here's just a piece of that.
He did not do his job. He didn't take steps so federal law could be faithfully executed and order restored. No. Instead, according to public reports, he watched television happily, as the chaos unfolded.
Sorry, I interrupted you there with your speech. You were saying.
Well, look, my point is, what happened in the past is not something relevant now. We're moving forward. We've got a new administration. It's a very left-wing administration. We need to make sure the American people understand that this is not what Republicans stand for. I want to say this about the president. Having chosen the progressive route, he certainly made it a lot easier for me to unify my members in opposition.
Bingo. That's exactly right. The Republicans are coming together. Mo Brooks is ecstatic about how the Republican caucus in the House is coming together. They're working as a unit. There's no divisiveness. They're really together. He tells me that the Senate is the same way, with the exception of a handful of senators, but those senators even have seen the light. That's a great sign. Great sign. So let's go to the next clip that we were just about to play. Are we missing one? Look at six.
Yeah, we just played six.
Okay.
Next will be seven.
McConnell turns it around, a strong Republican Party.
You're talking about President Biden, but the reason it's relevant, and obviously I'm sure you read the lengthy statement from the former president saying the Republican Party can never again be respected or strong with political leaders like Senator Mitch McConnell at its helm. McConnell's dedication to business as usual, status quo policies, together with his lack of political insight, wisdom, skill, and personality has rapidly driven him from majority leader to minority leader. It goes on very specifically. When you read that, what was your reaction?
The Republican Party is actually in very good shape. We gained seats in the House. We elected 50 Republican senators when everybody was predicting we were going to lose the Senate. The Democrats didn't flip a single state legislature. We flipped two, picked up a governor. The Republican Party had a very good day on November 3rd. We're sorry we lost the White House, but the Republican Party demonstrated once again this is a 50-50 nation. We're very competitive, and we'll be competitive again in 22.
One thing about Mitch McConnell, contrary to what you believe about him, he is he's a numbers guy, and he really has got the numbers down. And I like the way he cites his stuff. That's very strong, very healthy, very good. I'm feeling better about McConnell, particularly after what he says on Do you blame Trump for the GA losses, and is there a Republican civil war? Listen to this.
Do you blame the former president for losing the two Georgia Senate seats?
I don't have any further observations to make about that. We're looking forward
okay.
dealing with the new administration
well, let me ask you this.
And trying to hold the Senate in 22.
Let me, you know, it's ahead of this big speech this weekend at CPAC. Should the former president be speaking at CPAC this weekend?
I don't have any advice to give the former president about where he should speak or what he should say.
Okay. Is there a civil war in the GOP currently?
No. I think if you're looking at it for a real civil war, look at the Democrats in the House. The progressives making it extremely difficult for Speaker Pelosi to operate, given the narrow margin she has overall in the House. I think the Biden administration is making it easy for us to get together, and I think we've unified in opposition to this new administration's extremely progressive approach. President Biden has made it quite easy for us to get together.
Bingo. That was, and that's what's happening. So that's encouraging, encouraging, encouraging. Now, you're going to see Mitt Romney got disinvited to CPAC. I know that breaks your heart, Joey.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay, so McConnell's going to be asked, in 2024, if Trump is the nominee, what are you going to do?
There'll be a lot of talk this weekend about 2024 and whether the former president is going to get in that mix. Here's what Senator Romney said about that, if he does.
Will President Trump continue to play a role in my party? I'm sure he will. He has by far the largest voice and a big impact in my party. I don't know about his family members, whether they intend to do that, but I expect he will continue playing a role. I don't know if he'll run in 2024 or not, but if he does, I'm pretty sure he will win the nomination.
You agree with that?
Well, there's a lot to happen between now and 24. I've got at least four members that I think are planning on running for president, plus some governors and others. There's no incumbent. Should be a wide-open race and fun for you all to cover.
If the president was the party's nominee, would you support him?
The nominee of the party? Absolutely.
Bingo. Anyway, Mitch. Mitch is playing it right with the Republican motif there. Okay, so... Mitch McConnell investigating the Capitol riots with the 9/11 style commission, he nails this.
The 9/11 style commission that Speaker Pelosi is talking about for January 6th, obviously what you said on the floor was very specific. You voted to acquit, but there's an investigation into what happened that day on all elements of security. Are you for or against that?
For or against investigating? Well, some of our committees have been having hearings on that very subject this week. I'm open to a 9/11 type commission, but it's got to be even, like the 9/11 commission was. If we're going to do an outside commission review of the events of January 6th, it needs to be structured similar to the 9/11 commission. And you might have noticed that the chairs of the 9/11 commission have already come out against Nancy Pelosi's approach to this because it's not balanced. That one was balanced. Both Lee Hamilton and Tom Kaine, who chaired that outside commission back after 9/11, even refused to go on Sunday shows except together. It was a totally bipartisan effort. That's what's needed in order to have credibility attached to the final report. That kind of commission I'm open to. Nothing close to what the speaker's proposing I'm open to.
That a boy, Mitch. Good job. Came for that last one in. Dan Marsh Show headed to the top of the hour break. Legislative Roundtable coming up next.